This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Searchers in the U.S. are still working on Sunday to find more than 150 missing residents amid the rubble of a Florida condo building that collapsed 3 days ago as questions are raised about the tower's structural integrity. Miami-Dade's mayor says the death toll rose to 5 on Saturday after emergency workers found a victim in their search of the site in Surfside, a shore town near Miami. Workers also found some human remains. 3 other victims were identified and their family members notified, according to the mayor. Officials say there is still hope some of the 156 people unaccounted for might be alive. Aided by dogs, infrared scanning, and heavy equipment, rescuers hope that people can survive in air pockets that may have formed in the debris. But a 2018 report shows that an engineer found evidence of major structural damage beneath the pool deck and concrete deterioration in the underground parking garage of the 12-story oceanfront condominium. The report released by town officials was produced for the condo board in preparation for what was supposed to be a major repair project. It's not clear whether the damage described in the report was connected to Thursday's collapse. North Korean state media showed video of an unidentified Pyongyang resident saying everyone in the country is heartbroken over leader Kim Jong-un's apparent weight loss. The rare public comment on Kim's health on tightly controlled state media comes after foreign analysts noted in early June the autocratic leader, who is believed to be 37, appeared to have lost a noticeable amount of weight. The broadcast did not provide any details on what has led to the weight loss. Given Kim's tight grip on power in North Korea and the uncertainty over any plans for a successor, his health is closely watched. This is VOA News. Voters turning up at polling stations in France's second round of regional elections on Sunday expressed their dismay at the low turnout in the first round of voting. The record low turnout of 33% in the first round last Sunday proved particularly damaging for Marine Le Pen's hopes of securing a regional breakthrough to bolster her 2022 presidential campaign against incumbent Emmanuel Macron. The decisive second round of voting in regional elections is being scrutinized as a test of whether the anti-immigration far right is gaining acceptability and electability ahead of the French presidential election next year. Failure to win control of a region for the first time would mark a stinging setback for the rebranded National Party of Le Pen and her decade-long effort to cast off its extremist reputation. Polls had suggested that Le Pen's party had the wind in its sails with legitimate ambitions to win control of leadership councils in one or more of France's 12 mainland regions. Serena Williams said Sunday she will not compete at the Tokyo Olympics next month, joining fellow Grand Slam legend Rafael Nadal and withdrawing from the Games. The 39-year-old American tennis great didn't give reasons for her decision. However, a ban on foreign fans as well as family members at the Olympics would have meant Williams being separated from her daughter, Alexis Olympia. The Olympics have already been delayed by a year, and organizers have been forced to introduce strict measures to fight COVID-19. Other men's tennis greats Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic have yet to decide whether they'll go to Tokyo. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged people on Sunday to overcome their hesitancy and get COVID-19 vaccinations as soon as possible, as concerns grow about the highly infectious Delta variant being detected in some states. After a fall in infections from May's daily peak of 400,000 per day, India is now redoubling its efforts to inoculate the country's 940 million adults. Get vaccinated, Modi said in his monthly radio address, urging the public to also adhere to social distancing and wear masks. India needs to administer 10 million doses a day to achieve its aim of inoculating all adults by December, experts say. But the country has fully vaccinated fewer than 6% with 2 doses. Modi said this month the government would buy 75% of all vaccines from drug makers and distribute them for free to states, which along with private hospitals had been buying shots for people aged 18 to 45. State governments eased lockdown restrictions this month after a fall in cases, but scientists fear the presence of the Delta variant, first detected in India, and the slow pace of vaccination could trigger another wave of infections. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.